from a night out drinking, snorting, and fucking. But I did. I had no idea what was going on in there. After Jimmy went to the Venta outpost, the captain escorted two civilians to the gambling den one by one. Jimmy was the last. Getting my target while he was in Venta custody was impossible, but now it was time to make my move. I had a meal to return to. I searched the area until I spotted a piece of sewer trash ripe for the picking. The skinny off-worlder leaned against a wall in a pile of garbage in the alley beside the bar. He was sprawled out, using an eyedropper to load up on whatever drug the off-worlders were abusing these days. I stuck to the bottle. It was safer that way, and Prevenio Corps preferred their collectors not fry their brains with new synth drugs cooked up under floorboards. I whistled at him, and his groggy eyes rolled over slowly to regard me. He was so out of it he didn't bolt when he saw what I was. Brand-new collector-issued F-1300 pulse pistol dangling from my hip, worn duster that had seen more than its fair share of scrapes. I may not have had a Prevenio Corp badge visibly pinned to my chest, but anyone with a brain could spot a corporate collector if they looked hard enough. "You up for doing me a favor?" I said. He stared right through me like he didn't have a thought in his head. "There are credits in it for you." That got his attention. "How much?" he slurred. 50. "All you've got to do is walk over to those officers over there and push one." His hands groped the wall as he struggled to prop himself up to get a glimpse across the street. He squinted, and the effort must have been too much because after a few seconds he plopped back down hard.
1,000.
100, I said. "And you get a night in a fancy Venta lockup, meal included. Come on, I'm sure they've booted you out of enough apartments to deserve it." He took another look, then cackled.
"Sucker. Deal. What do I have to do again?"
I heaved him to his feet and talked slowly. "I need you to walk over to one of those officers right there and push him."
"Punch him where?" he asked.
I sighed and took a measured breath. For all its pleasures, Old Dome could be hell to work in. Dealers, addicts, illegitimates. It was tough to find any reliable source with their head screwed on right.
"Push, punch, I don't give a shit where you hit him, just do it." "You pay me first?"
I removed his wallet from his pocket and synced the credits to his ID chit from my hand terminal. I'd clear 50 times that if I brought Jimmy back home unharmed. "There, now go. And if you try to make a run for it, it'll be the last thing you'll ever do." I pushed him toward the street. He staggered into a trash bin, then squinted back at me and offered a self-assured nod, like we were partners on a mission. Fear was usually how I got away with things on jobs. Most civilians were terrified of getting on the wrong side of a collector and winding up in a cell or worse. Not him. Brain-dead druggies weren't good for information, but they were easy to persuade to do something crazy. I'd planted the idea of getting revenge on Ventico, now his, from the seed. Anger grew. His features twisted with rage as he turned his attention back to them. He marched sloppily across the road, nearly got clipped by a hoverbike risking the narrow streets of Old Dome, and headed straight for the officers.
"Hey you, Venta scum," he garbled. "Fuck you."
The crazy bastard kicked one of them in the balls and likely broke the side of his foot on carbon-plated armor. Still, it sent the assaulted officer to the ground, moaning.
"You stole my home,"
the druggie screamed as the other tackled him. That was my cue. I slipped right behind them and into the gambling den. The walls were stained with colorful synthahol, like someone took buckets of neon paint and splashed it around aimlessly. The smell was somehow fouler than the rest of Old Dome. A few broken slot machines still chimed on repeat, "Thanks for playing." I hurried to the basement door, which was left wide open. I wished I had my spotter goggles on me so I could get a thermal, find out who might be waiting for me inside, but I'd left them behind in my room like an idiot. Jimmy had spent so many hours waiting in the Ventico outpost, untouchable, that by the time my surveillance wire caught him moving, I was napping. I drew my pulse pistol and crept down the stairs. They groaned with every step. Luckily, the noise was drowned out by a swelling hum, like someone had left a hover car running.
"This is the last of them,"